Hello, it's Matt, and this is a prior podcast. Can I give you some feedback? No. Seven crucial elements of effective feedback. Have you ever had a time when someone has come up to you and said, "I want to give you some feedback"? How did you feel about it? Was it an enhancing experience or something else? When most people think about feedback, particularly in a work context, they tend to immediately think about so-called negative feedback. But when feedback is delivered appropriately, it is in the interests of developing the individual to be even better. So ideally, there should not be negative or positive feedback. It is just feedback. Part of the problem is that few of us have ever been guided on how to give feedback. As with most things in business, it is a skill, and therefore the more we practice, the better we will become. These seven crucial elements of effective feedback are inspired from mainly two people, Dr. Andrew Bass and Frank Daniels. How to give feedback. Number one, agreement. Firstly, if an agreement has been made beforehand that in certain context we will be giving feedback, then it goes much smoother. The agreement will vary depending on the context and relationship with the person. It could be verbal, informal, or more formal and written down. Here are three examples of how we could get verbal agreement to give feedback in a variety of scenarios. Number one. During this coaching session, is it okay if I provide feedback on observations I note while we are talking? Number two. As your manager, if I notice your interactions with your team, then would it be okay if I provide feedback on what I see? Number three. At the end of your public speaking presentation, two members of the group will provide feedback on your content, overall body language, and interaction with the audience. Are you happy for that to be done? Number two. How does the person feel? Secondly, before we do anything else, checking how the person feels and ensuring they are in the right state to be receptive to your feedback is important. However obvious this may seem, checking beforehand will make the conversation considerably more productive. So let us take a quick moment to consider what are ideal mental states for us to be in when receiving feedback. Here are a few suggestions. Open to learning, listening, curious, non-judgmental, having awareness and being fully awake, self-confidence, okay with oneself. Number three. How do you feel? As important as the recipient being in the right state, it is crucial for the person giving feedback to be in the right state as opposed to a right state. If our attitude is that we will give them a piece of our mind and think that it's feedback, then we are mistaken. A rant is definitely not feedback in any definition. So as we are developing ourselves as leaders and people of positive influence, then what are some mental states that you find useful when giving feedback? Here are a few suggestions to consider. Non-judgmental, having awareness and being fully awake, self-confident, okay with oneself, concern for another's well-being, an attitude that everyone has the resources inside them. Number four. Constructive. The content of the feedback should be constructive and less about opinion. It is helpful to ask ourselves, will my suggestions enhance my relationship with this individual and help them develop in the role that the feedback relates to? Number 5. Sensory specific. Stating what you specifically saw, heard, and how you let that make you feel is essential. A lot of us find this difficult, partly because we can be vague in our language and partly because that, as we live in our heads, we automatically assume other people know what we are thinking. In addition, we usually have some emotion invested in the experience. So to reduce that and talk about the specific event and not other previous events can be hard. Number 6. Personal control. In the context that the feedback is observed, does the individual have the personal control to make a change using their own behaviour and thinking? Unless the behaviour is within their control, then there is little they can do constructively with the feedback. Sometimes the so-called feedback will be more general and refer to other people involved. But someone else's behaviour is not the recipient's responsibility to change. Number 7. Timely. The sooner the feedback can be given after the event, the more effective it is. Leaving it to a later time exacerbates the interpretation of what we perceived happened. I heard that there are suggestions that for feedback to be most effective, it should be given within 6 seconds of the behaviour for maximum learning. This, however, doesn't seem very practical, as the person may not have even finished speaking their sentence. Giving feedback so quickly would probably break rapport. However, it is useful to know that the sooner feedback is given, the better. So there you have it, 7 crucial elements of how to give effective feedback. It is not something that most people enjoy, but that is usually because they haven't followed these 7 effective elements. You may want to listen to this again and make a note of the 7 areas, so you can use it with those in your team that you want to help become even better. How will you make yourself and your organisation proud? I wish you all the success you are prepared to work for, and that the people you influence on a regular basis will start to see the many untapped talents that you have. If you like this podcast episode, then feel free to share it with those that you care about. If you haven't already subscribed, then click on the relevant button so you don't miss out and always get the latest episode. As well as subscribing, you can also go to my blog and read that at www.matthewbroomhead.co.uk.